Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Puck's a Trendy Phil, because it's Groundhog's Day, and that is the short show title. I'm Jack, and I'm thrilled to be joined by super producer Becca Ramos!
Woohoo, hello.
Woohoo, hello, the Becca Ramos catchphrase. What's going on, Becca? How are you doing?
I'm great. It is the second day of Black History Month. I will remind every day that I am on this podcast of February.
Yeah,
and
also,
it's my best friend's birthday. Happy birthday, Fissy. Woo!
Wow. February 2nd. A lot of good February birthdays in my
Aquarius
family.
Aquarius season.
Yeah. All right. It is Groundhog's Day. So I'm sure most people are just tuning in to find out what happened. Did the groundhog see their shadow? I'm not going to do a drum roll, but you looked it up. You found out for us, right?
Yes. And it is that he did see his shadow, or they? I don't know what the gender of a groundhog is, but yeah. The shadow is seen, and that means 6 more weeks of winter. But as we were discussing off the pod, what does that even, you know, how do we gauge that? Like, why is it that if they saw their shadow, it would be 6 more weeks? Because in theory, wouldn't it mean it's a sunny day and that we would have more sunshine? Lots of questions around the lore of what it means to see the shadow on Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, this is a good reminder of a couple things. First of all, history was like cripplingly boring. Like, there was a time when it was just so boring that like your brain was at that point on the verge, right between, like, before you're about to fall asleep, and then like something like crosses your mind and you write it down and then later look at it and it's complete nonsense. Like, that feels like just what the entire human civilization was going through for a while there. And also, I think, just looking for an excuse to get drunk in a field around animals. I think that this was brought over to America by German immigrants. And yeah, I don't know. I've had pets. I've never noticed them noticing their shadow before. I've seen them like react to their reflection. That's a thing that animals do. A shadow is not a thing I've ever seen. I also, like, it's entirely possible. Like, I have 3 dog and 3 bird, 1 hermit crab sample size. So maybe those animals are just way dumber than groundhogs, and groundhogs are just like performative little, you know, they love to get out there and do a big thing. But I can't imagine a reality where the groundhog knows that they are noticing their shadow.
Yeah, I want to read this tweet from the USDA Forest Service. It was quite funny, and I think just feeds into what you were saying, Jack, about how, like, it's all a bunch of hooey. History was boring, and we needed stuff to make it fun. But it says, I cannot pronounce this, Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow this morning, meaning 6 more weeks of winter, but we're not sure we trust him. He's always been kind of shady. Okay, so maybe a groundhog's not a great prognosticator, but you might run across one on your national forest. Hashtag Groundhog Day. So
one on your national forests. Huh. That tweet is perfectly encapsulates the type of person who's like into Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
who like makes really bad puns as a habit. And yeah. It's just, you know, the person in the office who, like, that sounds pitch perfect encapsulation of the voice of the person who's really into Groundhog's Day or other bullshit holidays. Anyways, shout out to people who are into that. I know.
Shout out to the Groundhogs and Groundhog's Day.
Ooh. Yes. And also, I do like that movie. It's a good movie. Bad holiday. Jackass Forever. Speaking of good movies, I don't know. I haven't seen it, but people are pumped. People are psyched. The new Jackass movie comes out in theaters. I believe it's this weekend. And this is the first live action major studio theatrical comedy in 2 years.
Wow.
That, like, they just gave up. They're just like, yeah, no, it's no. Comedy movies make $1 billion. So
what isn't it just like done. Like the Oscar circuit this year generally, like it's all kind of wonky because so many movies just like delayed releases over the past 2 years because of COVID. It's kind of interesting to see what's coming out now, what they've been holding on to since 2019. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm curious.
Do you think like this might win an Oscar? Is that why you're
No. I was thinking of cinema at large. Jackass, I don't know if it's quite the Oscar audience contender, but
yeah.
I feel like I saw Jackass back in the day. I have a brother, you know, he has friends. They love that kind of stuff. So I'll probably go see it. Why not?
Yeah, I'm not like as into it as a lot of people, but I did. I'm old enough to remember when they were just like skate videos that were going viral. Like when I was in high school, I visited a friend in Chicago and he had like literally VHSs that he showed me that were like Johnny Knoxville, like fucking around on skateboards. And like, they were cool and they were very funny. And, but like, I don't know. It's not a thing that I need to see like on a giant screen, but I guess, you know, comedy is always fun to see with other people.
Agreed. So,
yeah. Texas book ban. What's happening? Where they're banning more books?
Banning more books. It is very much a thing of that conversation with critical race theory. And I think very, how do I say this, white sheltered parents afraid of their kids learning something outside of the purview of what's going on in their home. So Texas is banning preemptively books that they're worried that lots of parents are going to be mad about, specifically like Judy Blume books, specifically LGBTQ focused stories that talk about sex or race, all really important topics for kids to have space to explore on their own. Just like, I know I needed to read some coming of age books for me to like understand what was going on in my life and just, you know, have an escape from the day to day. And it's just kind of crazy that this is a headline, the Texas book ban, because in my curriculum, I grew up in Texas. I went to school in public schools in Texas, and I don't even feel like there was enough books about queer theory or race already. So I can't imagine how worse it can get with book bans. So,
I mean, knowing the audience they're trying to reach, be like, this is news to me that Judy Blume wrote books that contained cool shit like race and sex and LGBTQ characters, and this would have been the first time that I was interested in reading a Judy Blume book. And I'm assuming that's like most teenagers, right? Like this isn't a successful strategy that they're going with.
No, and I wonder, there wasn't too much on the story yet. This is still very much a budding story, but I wonder if it's the curriculum that is pulling books or if it's just generally libraries pulling any books that have like sex or queer conversations or anything like that, right? Because a lot of kids can just go to their school library without it being something that they need to get for class and go get a book. It's a great resource to get free books. And I'm wondering if they're just like parents are writing into schools being like, my child out of their own free will went to the library and rented this book. And I don't like that they brought home this book. It makes me uncomfortable. I want it pulled from the library. So I'm curious if that's what's going on too. Because if so, that's like super messed up because kids deserve to have access to, you know, education and, you know, different experiences that are outside of their, you know, normal everyday purview. I know my mom is dealing with this stuff in her own classroom. She's a Spanish teacher in Texas and she has been, you know, facing strife with her own curriculum about talking about race in her own classroom, which is a Spanish-based class. So,
right. Yeah. Can't. Just Spanish. Purely Spanish. No mention of any cultural.
We only talk about Spain. We only talk about Spaniard Spanish.
Fuck, man. All right. Well, this is the first time that I've ever heard that maybe cancel culture is out of control. It's just they're canceling the important works of art, not Joe Rogan, unfortunately. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And there's this like Jeff Zucker story. He's the head of NBC during like a bunch of their, you know, must-see TV era with like Friends and Seinfeld. And then he took over CNN and he just stepped down. And his explanation is, as part of the investigation into Chris Cuomo's tenure. Sorry, I get choked up when I talk about Jeff leaving. He's just a good friend. As part of the investigation into Chris Cuomo's tenure at CNN, I was asked about a consensual relationship with my closest colleague, someone I've worked with for more than 20 years. I acknowledge the relationship evolved in recent years. I was required to disclose it when it began, but I didn't. I was wrong. And therefore, I'm stepping down. And I don't know. This strikes me as not the real reason.
Yeah.
That I don't
Me think... Too is trending again because of the story. As we were, you know, researching Jack, I noticed that. So, you know, I feel like there's more to it. It feels like if it was a consensual relationship between colleagues, why would you be stepping down?
Right. That evolved in recent years. And just for like a little extra tea, even though this also doesn't seem like it rises to the level of this person needing to step down immediately. But Katie Couric, who released a recent memoir that was all sorts of problematic, but did she did not guard herself in some cases, unfortunately. But in other cases, we get stuff like this. So when she was launching her Today show, career, Zucker pressed her to hire Gullust, the colleague that he was having an affair with, to oversee publicity. And Katie Couric wrote, "I had to wonder why Jeff was angling so hard to bring Allison on board. She and her husband and kids had moved into the apartment right above Jeff and his then wife Karen's. Everyone who heard about their cozy arrangement thought it was super strange." So just, it might not have only evolved in the last couple of years, according to Katie Couric, who loves to talk that shit. Let's see. So some people are, I don't know the last time we talked about the Rogan thing, but some people are pulling their podcasts off Spotify. Mary Trump, Roxane Gay, both took their shows off Spotify to protest Joe Rogan's vaccine misinformation. We'll see if this changes anything about Spotify's approach. But
yeah, I mean, it's been trending for a little bit on Twitter, the cancel Spotify. You know, I think anecdotally we've talked around the office about people moving off of Spotify. I personally, it's going to take me a little bit to divorce from them. I should, but that bundle really got a chokehold on me, the Hulu Spotify bundle. So yeah, it's good to see, you know, there's actual movement though. You know, I was kind of worried, like many things with Joe Rogan, that it was just going to be another thing swept under the rug, that people are like, okay, well, he's doing misinformation, but it's corporate America, capitalism. What are we going to do? But yeah, it seems like a lot of people are really taking a stand with Spotify, and that's awesome.
Tesla is trending for a number of reasons. So some Tesla drivers say they're experiencing an increase in phantom braking, in which their cars make random jolting stops because they misinterpret hazards like trash on the road, trucks in nearby lanes, oncoming traffic on two-lane roads. And so they have filed complaints with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. We have something on our, we have an SUV and it has like a thing where when you're backing up, if there's a car like anywhere in the hemisphere behind you, like it will slam on the brakes and it is very startling. I can't imagine that happening on the fucking highway. That would be a true nightmare.
I mean, I was driving a rental car in December and it was one of those like with it was buttons for the gear shift instead of like an actual gear shift. And I accidentally pressed neutral instead. I don't even know what I was trying to do, but it stopped the car in the middle of the road. And that was terrifying. So I can't imagine if without my own prompting of accidental error, the car just stopped in the middle of the road. That is horrifying.
Yeah, they seem to be really intent on turning people against like self-driving technology because they also introed full self-driving, but then the cars didn't fully stop at stop signs. They would like do
little rolling
stops, which like we've all done it. We all, but like that's a weird thing to program into your car.
Especially
that is
you
like,
can still get pulled over for that. I have been in my own neighborhood, many, you know, as a young driver in my own, you know, suburban area, rolled a stop sign and had a cop immediately pull me over. So, you know, if your car's just doing that, that's not great.
Like, I don't know. But that does give us an excuse now.
Yeah, the car wouldn't stop.
The car, it's a Tesla. Also on the Tesla front, a German teenager says he found a vulnerability in an app installed in some Teslas, which allowed him to unlock doors, flash headlights, and blast music. It's not a app made by Tesla. It's a third-party app that many Tesla owners use to analyze data from their vehicle using a security vulnerability. He was able to access 25 Teslas that use the app. He did not have access to steering, braking, or acceleration, which the article notes could be especially dangerous. But I don't know. It would be weird to have somebody be able to start unlocking and locking your door, flash your headlights, and blast music. And flashing your headlights is a real one. But flashing headlights also presumably means they could turn off your headlights while you're driving, which... not great.
Not good.
I'm going to say not good. Where do you weigh in on this one, Becca?
I weigh in as really not good.
Yeah. It's just, you definitely hear a lot of people be like, the Tesla is a super cool product and like, say what you want about Elon Musk, but like, he does not have a very good attention to detail or like an ability to cope with inconvenient like details. And that's...
yeah.
Very scary. I wouldn't want to fly on one of his rockets. I don't think I'd want to fly on any of them, but like he definitely seems like
especially
the type of person who'd be like,
Musk.
We need to hit this deadline. Anyways, those are the things that are trending on this Wednesday. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Thank you so much for joining, Becca. Where can people find you and follow you?
You can find me at Bex, B-E-C-C-S, Ramos, R-A-M-O-S, at Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, but I will say I'm only active on Instagram. So find me on the other ones, but you're probably not going to find much.
Instagram. Cool. Well, that's going to do it for us. We are back tomorrow, like I said before. And until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, wear a fucking mask, maybe. Don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.